Get on the phone and get in the zone. 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to the Dave Baum Show. Wine tasting and testing. The second hour of the show today with wine expert Larry Ellis. Specifically, wines up to $20, reds and whites. Sonoma County, Napa Valley, California. Side by side. So far, we've tested a Huntington White, Sauvignon Blanc. We've tested reds. The reds have been Louis Martini from Napa and one from Sonoma, both Cabernet Sauvignons.
Yes. Right?
Now, this is kind of interesting. I mentioned 1975 as the tease before the break. There's a story to this this California winery, isn't there?
There is. 75 was the year that, actually, this is 75 wine company is from the Beckstoffers. 75 is when they first got into the establishment of their own company, Beckstoffer Vineyards. And from there, so that's, God, how many years, Dave? I got to do some quick math there.
33 years.
Okay, 33 years. They've been in the wine business as long as I have. And, but what happened is the son, Tuck, came along with the father, Andy, and Tuck now decided, instead of just growing wine for all these great wineries, I'm going to keep some of that wine and make my own. And so this is the Beckstoffers now making their own wine. For all those years up till just a couple of years ago, what they used to do is grow and sell to some fantastic wineries. They own about 3,000 acres of premier land in Napa, in Lake County, in Mendocino County.
Wow.
And fantastic stuff.
And the label is 75.
75.
EST, small print, established, and it's on the cork.
It's on the cork. It's all over their website also, which I think, do we have links to that on
yes,
today's
we
show?
Yes, we do.
Yep. So you can also find the links to all these wines that we are talking about also. But I want to try this.
All right. This is a Cabernet. This is a Sauvignon Blanc, right?
Sauvignon Blanc also.
2006 Napa Valley from 75 Winery. 75.
Mm. Now, I'm still getting
some citrus. A little lighter. It's a little lighter than the Huntington.
And I think that's because there's a little less, or maybe a better balance of not so much acidity that sometimes comes across on the finish. To me, I almost get like a little bit of...
God, if you love grapefruit, you're going to love white.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to love...
But that's very characteristic of Sauvignon Blanc, okay. Especially New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc, but that's a whole other day that we could be talking about that. But those are really known for their grapefruit. But I like this. There's a little bit of creaminess to it. Some really good fullness within that middle palate.
Mm. It's nice. Very nice. And the price point on this?
This is $19.99.
Okay.
Yeah. When you asked me for those $20 and under, I took you a penny under on two of these.
That works.
But I kept you
at... It's a great marketing tool.
I kept you at...
All right. So this is what we've tested so far. The whites, 75. Napa Valley Sauvignon Blanc. Huntington Sauvignon Blanc, 2006 Sonoma County. Reds, Louis M. Martini Cabernet Sauvignon Sonoma County, 2005. And Louis M. Martini Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon, 2005. Zinfandel, I mentioned it earlier, is it being relegated to the cheap wine category, you think?
Well, there's still some really, you know, when we sit there and I talk about... value wines is that there's still some really good values out there. When I think of really great Zinfandels, I think of the winery Ridge Winery. And Ridge has made all different Zinfandels over their years. But what was happening is they kept going up in price. And
Ridge, R-I-D-G-E?
Exactly. Yep. And fantastic winery, known for their quality across the board. But it was about 3 or 4 years ago they came out with a Zinfandel that brought them down into the teens. Which made it much more affordable because their wines kept going up and going up. And I think they realized that they needed to have something that was into the the teen level, you know, only because they saw probably the same thing sort of happening in that their wines were going up. And I think that also affected the category a little bit to that point. But there's still a lot of really good values in the Zinfandel section, which is another great match, in my opinion, when we took that call earlier with the pizza and pasta sort of wine. I think Zinfandel goes with that marvelously, because there's just, it holds up really well to some of the, all those flavors that are in those type of
dishes. There's a growing feeling again of non-wine experts like me that, you know, it used to be, let me preface it by saying, it used to be people would spend a lot of time, like Susan and others, making sure that if they were having chicken for dinner and were having guests, they would have a certain kind of wine that allegedly went great with chicken. These times seem to have changed, where it's kind of like whatever you like and whatever will play, do it.
Yeah, exactly. And that, I don't know if you remember the question I went back to her with, is what do you like to drink? Because I don't want to recommend to her a softer red or a bigger red if all she drinks is white wine. Well, then enjoy the white wine with your pasta, even though I think maybe
another
match. So it's
okay. I mean, if you're having a big steak, you can have white wine instead of a red wine with steak?
If you get no enjoyment out of a big red wine, why enjoy it with the steak that you're going to enjoy? Enjoy your white wine, then. The whole idea is to let these wines complement each other. So usually a red wine will complement that steak or your big red pasta dishes and that sort of thing better. However, if you don't enjoy red wines, don't drink it with that meal. Drink a white with whatever you like. So
we got a few minutes left with Larry Ellis on the Dave Baum Show, TalkZone.com. Let me throw a number of questions at you about wine. Chile, Argentina, anything new and exciting and reasonable?
They still remain really good values, and they have been a really good value out there for a long time. I was just reading an article last night, actually, about the fact that Australia's wine sales in the United States are dropping a little bit, and that's because Chile and Argentina are coming in and taking up what Australia had a great run there for a long time and put a lot of really nice values out there. The dollar is not helping things right now in any of these countries, so I'm still seeing some price increases, but they all still remain reasonably well. But I think Chile and Argentina is going to remain a good best value sort of buy out there for a long time.
And we have already discussed a couple of Italian wines that many people never heard of until this show, Nero and Montepulciano.
Great values right across the board. And look, I think the most expensive Montepulciano I've ever come across is $14.99.
Wow.
So there you're still staying under the $20 value, and you can often find Montepulcianos anywhere from the $6.99 up to $10.99 price range. So they're very affordable and always have been.
Let me throw another one at you. Viognier, V-I-O-G-N-I-E-R.
Yep. Great grape variety. Can be a
white
little...
White wine.
Can be a little finicky. It's almost like the partner to Pinot Noir in the sense that it's a very delicate style. I often describe it as a delicate Chardonnay. It doesn't have that big, full body that Chardonnays come across with, but I love the floral sort of nose that you get out of Viognier often. It's best known as kind of a Rhone variety, meaning that down in the Rhone Valley, Viognier is grown very well, and that's from France. But you're seeing it grown all across the United States, Central Coast especially. There's some really nice Viognier also.
Hot new wine areas in the United States and what to look for.
Well, of course, Pinot Noirs are still hot, even after years ago, the sideways thing. You're seeing Oregon still producing some fantastic things. Strangely enough, I've had some really nice wines from New Mexico, and especially sparkling. A French family that went out there called and they have Gruet, which is a sparkling winery.
New
Mexico. You're going to see, I had some fantastic wines out of Virginia. So just some areas to look for. I'm not saying that these are going to be the next Napa Valley of California, but there's wine growing being done in all 50 states.
Last question. True or false? When eating out, sommeliers know the hardest wine to sell in a restaurant is the cheapest bottle on the list. True or false?
I think that might be true. I think too many people think, well, this must not be any good. You know, but there are the people out there that realize the markup that is in a restaurant, and therefore they know that maybe they should be buying that.
Let's toast to wine drinkers around the globe. Thank you, Larry Ellis, for being with us today. Larry Ellis, our wine expert on the Dave Baum Show. We reached the end zone on Talk Zone. Thanks to producer Randy Meyer, engineer Dave Olson. Most of all, thanks to you for listening and for calling in. I'm Dave Baum. Till the next time, Mama, get the coffee ready. The kid's on his way.
You've been listening to The Dave Baum Show with today's compelling talk radio. Be sure to join Dave again for more fascinating and knowledgeable guests, stimulating conversation, and your phone calls on the Talk Zone phone lines. The Dave Baum Show, right here on TalkZone.com.